West Coast Feel Good Station 7XS, good morning. You've got Skurvo for breakfast, and as I'm sure you're aware, there has been a federal court case with MMG's tailings storage facilities, and the decision on the outcome of that case was handed down on Monday in MMG's favour, which is obviously, you know, relief for the MMG team. Joining us now to walk us through that and what it means to MMG, I'm joined by MMG's General Manager Steve Scott. Good morning, Steve. Great news.
Yeah, it is really good news. Great news for the Rosebery Mine, albeit a small step in the right direction for our 85 or 86 year old mine and,
yes,
and 500 plus employees and contractors.
Absolutely. Can you just walk us through what the court case entailed?
Well, I guess really what this was about, Skurvo, was obviously, as you know, we've been working through all the required permitting and approvals processes that you have to do for a project such as this, and we had a threat, I guess, or some issues there that we needed to address, but also at the same time we had a threat of an injunction, which essentially means someone out there that doesn't like what we're doing wanted us to cease the preliminary works that we need to do to investigate the future dam. So what, you know, we need to go out there, do environmental assessments, do some drilling and stuff like that to support the future build of the tailings dam. They tried to stop us, and we went to court, and we had a win in terms of ensuring we can get back in there and make a start.
Yep, no, that's good. So what's what does the decision mean moving forward? I guess it's, as you said, you described it as a small step and there's a long way to go, but obviously it's a kick start.
Yeah, that's right. So next steps are to go back into South Murrynuk. We've been in there for a little while now, and it's really, at the moment, is that continuation of the preliminary investigation. So it's just understanding what's the site like, is it suitable for a tailings dam in the future. Outside of that, then there's a lot more things to do in terms of permitting and approvals and proving this up for the long term.
Okay, well, that's promising for sure. Now, obviously, there's been some concern about how the tailings dam site impacts on the masked owl habitat, but I believe MMG is taking steps to avoid those impacts. Tell us about those steps.
Yeah, so it's really just making sure that there's no impact and making sure we've got good, strong processes, which we do to, you know, when we go into South Murrynuk and do our work, that we identify, you know, habitats of potential masked owls and ensuring any work that we do has no impact on the masked owl.
Okay, that's good. That's excellent. Now, I just wanted to ask, because maybe people aren't fully aware of where the actually proposed or the new tailings dam site is. Can you just tell us where it is?
So, for the listeners, we're at South Murrynuk, not too far from the Rosebery site whatsoever. It's if you're familiar with Rosebery, if you drive through Rosebery, you can see our operation. I guess to put it in context, you know, one of our current tailings dams, Bobadil, is about 3.5 kilometres to the north of the operation. And that tailings dam sits on the edge of the Pyman River system. And the South Murrynuk site is just on the other side of the river. So it's really quite close. So that sort of land mass to the north of the Pyman River, it's at the furthest most southern extent of that, I guess, in terms of proximity to the Rosebery operation.
Okay, now obviously there's still plenty of, there's a long way to go to go ahead for the construction of the tailings dam and to get it all, you know, achievable. It must be frustrating for you, although it does to me demonstrate to me that you are committed to achieving the go-ahead, but within the legal guidelines and using best practice as well.
100%, Skurvo. I guess, just, you know, in the context of this project, of course, we've always followed due process through the approvals that and those sorts of processes that we need to that support this sort of application. So we'll continue to do that. And I think as well, in terms of our reputation, you know, I was talking to some people earlier on today, you know, with the impact of some of our current projects and what that's, you know, it's had a positive impact on the surrounding environment of Rosebery as well. So,
yes,
you know, MMG's, you know, great to work for. We've got a great growth strategy. We want Rosebery to continue as long as we can, but it's not we need to take responsibility for our little patch. And I think, MMG shows a really good commitment to making sure that if it takes a bit of, and sort of willing to spend the money where it needs to be to ensure that we continue to look after the land that we use.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, it's a big part of the West Coast, MMG Rosebery Mine. Tell us about the impact that it actually has and will have in the future if it does continue. And we hope it does, of course.
Well, I think it's. I think I've shared the numbers before, but I guess it's an ongoing, employer, major employer on the West Coast, and then one of Tassie's biggest exporters as well. So, like I said before, we want to continue that as well and do this for as long as we can, and then at the same time improve our performance. So, we feel privileged to be here as the world changes, especially around carbon emissions. I mean, today I was meant to be up looking at a new machine today, a hybrid type machine, which, reduces our emissions in the future. And we've got a commitment and a project to work through that sort of thing as well to improve our environmental footprint. So, want to be here. Companies board, we think Rosebery's got a bright future. 86 years, it'd be great to crack the 100-year mark and carry on past that.
Okay, now if anybody wants to get more information on MMG, the progress of the proposed tailings dam site or anything like that, even the decision about the court case, are there places they can go for that?
They can go onto the MMG website, and if they've got any questions as well, if they want something answered directly or would like to have a phone conversation, they can touch base through the hotline, and the number and the email address are on our website.
Excellent. Look, Steve, we thank you for your time today and the update. Good to talk to you this morning.
Thanks, mate. Take it easy.
You too, mate, and all the best for the future. There we go, the General Manager of MMG Rosebery, Steve Scott, joining us this morning with an update. 7XS.